You know, 2018 was a big year for our church, and I wasn't even here most of it. But I know about 2018 for Banner because I've met with enough people and heard enough stories about how this year has been a year of change and a transition time for many things, more than just the senior pastor. But God is good, and he has brought us through 2018 almost one more day. But yet, we have fond memories of 2018. We also have moments where 2018 might not have been so, I don't know, hopeful. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about a sermon that will address those things. But addressing a good God that we serve. And that we can bring honor to and glory to because he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our moments that when we struggle, that we can raise our voices to him, and he will meet our needs. So this New Year's sermon, I chose to do a phrase called, "To God Be the Glory." And that is a sermon title for this week. And it's a phrase that if you have received prayer with me, and I've been praying over you, or you've been in meetings with me, or you've gotten an email from me, you've seen this phrase from my lips or my typed hand. It is a phrase that means a lot to me personally. To God be the glory. And today I'm hoping that throughout this time together, that maybe you'll share that same sentiment. Now, I'm not saying that everything in this sermon is going to be happy-go-lucky. 2018 year was great. There might be challenging moments that you might hear, you might think of, that might come to mind during this time. But no, this phrase means a lot to me. To God be the glory. See, it's a simple enough phrase. It's simple enough for us all to understand. We all grasp this phrase and we all understand it. And most of us have applied it in some fashion or way in our lives. It's a phrase that can easily be overlooked too. It's a phrase that in Christian world, we can say a lot, like, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. But then we might not truly understand what it means. So today, that's what this sermon's about. It's about addressing what it means to give God all the glory. So if you look at just a quick evaluation of Scripture, you'll see that God has every intent in everything that he does to bring him glory. Because when he does something through you, through the disciples, through Jesus, he does it to bring glory and honor to God, the one who created it all. So let's look at this, you know, and just I'm going to just quickly reference it so you don't need to turn to it. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for God's glory. Let's process that from a Christian standpoint. Let's process it from just a human standpoint. Do everything to the glory of God. Well, some of us might be here today thinking, well, what about me? What about my need? What about what I want? Now, not you good Christians, of course. I mean, I know you aren't thinking that. But some of us might be under our breath thinking that very same thing, that God receives all the glory, but what about me? And I want to give away the punchline to this sermon, and some of you may be ready to walk out. But one thing I want you to know, and the punchline is, and the moral of the story is, and the spoiler alert is, it's not about you. It is really about him. And to him be all the glory and honor. Now, sermon's not over. We still got some time left in the clock. So let's go into that. Let's go into that idea that he receives all the glory and honor, not us. Scripture has a plan. Scripture has been laid out clearly that it is to bring him glory and honor in everything that we do. See, we've seen all these miraculous things, these miracles that have spread throughout the Scripture, from Old Testament, New Testament, wherever it is. Scripture telling us how great God is. And so today I want to kind of just take a few moments to recap a few items on a very, very large list. So the first one I'm going to talk about is what God has done in miraculous ways through a couple references in Scripture. He spoke, "Let there be light." And there was. He brought plagues on Egypt to free his people. He stopped the sun for Joshua. He parted the Red Sea and he parted the Jordan River. He rescued Daniel's friends from the fiery furnace. He raised Jesus from the dead. But why? But why would he do these things? To make his glory and honor revealed. See, when you remember those moments, and see, I chose specific scripture on purpose. If you want the references, please reach out to me and I'll send them to you. Because all of you probably know those stories, have heard those stories, understand those stories. And the great miraculous moments that happen in those moments. And the truth of it is that it is to bring glory and honor to God. His majesty of what he's capable of doing, he did. Let's look at the next part. What Jesus did in miraculous ways. A lame man walked. A blind man saw. A leper was healed. Legion was cast out. Lazarus rose from the tomb. Jesus walked on water. Jesus rose from a grave. But why? To bring glory and honor to the one who deserves it. To reveal his glory and honor to you. That is why these things happened. And that is the purpose of these things. To bring glory and honor to him. Let's look at the next step. The disciples. What did they do and why did they do it? Peter heals a lame man in the temple. Peter heals a bedridden man. Peter raised Dorcas from the dead. Paul healed a crippled man. Paul raised a man from the dead. Why? Why did God allow these men to do wondrous, miraculous things? So that his glory and honor would be revealed. You see, God also knows that we're human. And sometimes we waver in our understanding. And sometimes we need to see or hear about great things happening to keep us interested. See, God has laid out a track record of miraculous thing after miraculous thing after miraculous thing throughout Scripture to keep us reminded and grounded in who he is and why he's worthy of our praise. See, that's the God I serve. But what about us, right? Isn't that what I said in the beginning? What about me? Well, I want to address that too. What about me? So we looked at many examples of miraculous things that's happened. I ran through them kind of quick on purpose. They're great moments in Scripture. Each one of them can be a sermon itself. But I want to just point out and highlight those miraculous moments that bring all the glory and honor to the one who allowed them to happen. And then there's us. And then there is us. He can do impossible things through you as well. Some of you may not even believe that. That he can do miraculous and wonderful things through you. He's in control. He is in the moment with you in everything that you go through. See, when we look at these moments, we're reminded of what he's done in the past. That keeps us going in the moments when things are tough, when things are hard, when difficult moments happen in our lives. We have to remember the past at times. And we have to remember that that path and that past strengthens us. It strengthens our resolve, our faith, our belief in who he is. And see, it's our faith in him that allows us to do miraculous things in his name. See, if you look at a short look at Philippians 4:13, as you all know, and you can probably all paraphrase it at the top of your tongue, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. See, it's because of him. See, it brings him the glory and honor. And you are strengthened. You are strengthened in those moments because he is good. He is God. See, this is a great piece of scripture, right? To God be the glory. Everybody paraphrases that in some fashion. You hear it several times. It's a great, great moment in Scripture. And all of us can paraphrase it in different ways. But also the Philippians 4:13 is a great piece of Scripture, right? It strengthens us. You see it a lot in sports memorabilia right now. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. Which is great, which is true. But sometimes we misunderstand what is really truly meant by it. But here are a few things to remind you that God strengthens you. He strengthens you when you go through a traumatic event. He strengthens you when you survive a breakup. He strengthens you when you have a death in the family. He strengthens you when you have a job loss. He strengthens you when you lose everything. Now, it may not feel that way sometimes. It may feel complicated. As a pastor, one of the, we'll call it ultimate questions that people like to give me is simply this. Why does God let all these bad things happen? He can do all these miraculous things. Why doesn't he stop them? I'm here to disappoint you today. I don't have a good answer for that. I wish I did. To the non-believer, I really don't have much of an answer at all that they'll understand. To a believer, I feel like I have a good grasp of an answer. I feel like I have an answer that can help you forward. The answer is this. I don't know. But I know this. He loves us. See, he is the one who strengthens you. He is the one who guides and directs you. He is the one who encourages you. And he is the one who receives all the glory and honor. See, in Romans 8:28 says this, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. See, there's no good answer to that ultimate question. Except for that, I know he loves us. And I know he has my best interest. I know he's working it all for good. again, not an easy answer for a believer, and definitely not an easy answer for a non-believer. But let's look at it like this. See, as a believer, we are strengthened in knowledge of what he's done in the past, which encourages our strength, right? It builds up our faith in who he is. And that encourages our hearts and our minds and our resolve in those great moments. And it's because of those moments that we can remember of him, it drives us in the moment to live for him. See, it's the way we live our lives. God can tell us a lot about our lives by the way we walk through the difficult times. Here's a few examples. You are stronger in your life because you know that God loves you, and you survived a traumatic event, and you helped others who went through a traumatic event such as yours to get through it. What does that do? That brings glory and honor to the one who sent you. Work all things for good. What about you are stronger in your life now, having gone through a breakup? Because now you're able to share with those who are going through the same thing. What does that do? The way you walk through your life, the way you are able to answer to those moments, brings glory and honor to him. What about a death in the family? When you're a believer and you understand who he is and what he brings to you and how he strengthens you and how he works all things for good. See, when you have a death in the family and you know someone beside you that is going through the same thing, you lift them up. You encourage them. You help them through those moments. What does that do? It brings glory and honor to the one that sent you. He strengthens you. And then he works all things for good. See, you were strengthened for the moments in those lives to bring glory and honor to him in the way you live, in the way you walk, and the way you talk. But why? Why must we go through all these difficult things? I don't know what each one of you have went through this year. Some of you probably went through some really horrific, difficult things. But God strengthens you. He works all things for good. And the way we live our life tells a lot about who we serve. Because in the way we are strengthened, the way we go through tough times, we can bring glory and honor to him. Maybe you haven't reached difficult times. Maybe you're young enough to have never had a difficult moment in your life. Or maybe you are the lucky one and have a little gray on your head and have never went through a really difficult time in your life. God works all things for good. You can let the pain run your life, or you can let the pain strengthen you to glorify God and bring him honor in the way you live your life, the way you walk your life, and the way you talk to others. See, when we started this sermon, the simple phrase of "to God be the glory," it seems so simple, but it's actually a complicated moment. Because the way we live our life as Christians should bring glory and honor to him. So you have to ask your question to yourself. Is the way I'm living my life bringing glory and honor to him? Is the way that I'm walking through tragedy, is the way I'm walking through pain and suffering, Is the way that I'm walking through breakups bringing glory and honor to Him? That really is the question that we can only ask ourselves. See, in 2018, there may have been some really difficult moments. There may have some really great moments. How you walk through this life is dependent upon the way you view it. Do you remember the way that God led you? The way God directed you? The way He encouraged you? The way He strengthened you? Does everything that you do bring Him glory and honor? You see, God's glory and honor was revealed through His miraculous things. God's glory and honor was revealed through Jesus. God's glory and honor was revealed through the disciples. And God's glory and honor today is revealed through you. You are His people. You are His ones walking on this earth to shine light. But the light is not your own. The light is God's glory and honor shining through you. And that is the way we walk throughout this life. We walk throughout this life to reveal His glory and honor to others. And I want to close out this sermon with Romans 16, 25 through 27. Now to Him who has power to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept silent for long ages, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic scriptures, according to the command of the eternal God, to advance the obedience in faith among all nations, to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to Him be the glory forever. Amen. So I leave you with my parting statement of, to God be the glory. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for all that you've done for us. Father, the way you have encouraged us today through worship and through celebration of our volunteers here at our church. Father, you have guided and directed our time together today. We are encouraged by it, and we leave better today having worshiped with you. Father, today may we lift up our voices. May we lift up our time and efforts. May we live our life that brings all glory and honor to you. Father, encourage us. Father, guide us. Father, today we give you all the glory and honor. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen.